Please turn your Bible with me today to Deuteronomy, book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Deuteronomy chapter 1. You know, the theme for this month is a new beginning. A new beginning. But we'll be looking at Deuteronomy chapter 1. First of all, I'll read verses 6 to 8. I'm reading New King James Version. It says, "The Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb. You have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Turn and take your journey, and go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains and in the lowland, in the south and on the sea coast, to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. See, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants after them." You know, this story is unique in the sense that God originally had a plan for his people right from the time of Abraham. And he stated there that, look, I want to give you the land that I had promised your father, Abraham. I promised your father Abraham. I promised Isaac. I promised Jacob. That same land. Now, along the line, in their journey, along the line, they were not able to get to that promised land. And for so many years. Whereas, right from the time of Abraham, God has said, "I promised to take him to that land." Yet, they couldn't get there. A lot had happened in the course of that journey. A lot of had happened. Distractions, enemies. You know, they even went into slavery, if you remember. Errors of judgment, laziness, so many things, etc. So many things had happened. All of these put together, they did not get to that land as at the moment Moses was talking about here. And likewise, many of us have ideas of where we wanted to be while we were younger. I remember when I was very young, I had some aspiration, I had some ideas in my head. Recently, I was telling somebody, I said, "I'm still going to have a hospital." He said, "Oh, think money is not well. I'll still have it. I'm not a doctor, but I will employ doctors. I will still have it." Because, you see, I did jump several times to be a medical doctor. Because that was my desire. But it never happened. So after a while, I adjusted my plans in life. I started the journey. But I will still have it. So, many people have some lofty ideas of where, in their mind, they felt they knew, even when they were young, that they were supposed to be at a particular period or a place. Along the line, too, just like me, we were yet to be. Some, due to loss of parents, just hear that, because you see some guys, they started very well. Their parents, very good home, and then suddenly something happened. Whether the father is gone, mother is gone, some, both. And the course of their life, we just have a negative or a downward trend. And then you see a boy that was in school, a private school, had to be removed from that private school. Something had to happen and all of that. Trajection. So many things will happen. Some parents got divorced. Some parents lost their jobs. In fact, some, it is the wrong belief of their parents. Some will say, "Omo biri, a girl child, education is not part of your life." So many things. Because of their own beliefs. But, in fact, some is due to wrong association. Wrong association. You see some guys, they send them to school, and then they just join some wrong set of people. They start to smoke, and they just lose interest in being in school. Things will just happen. It could be anything, just like it happened to the people of Israel. They were distracted. So many things happened on the way. They didn't get to that promised land. Some is enemy. The enemies. You know, when I mentioned the enemies of Israel, I said they even went into slavery. If do you know that in our own situation, some people, the enemy is even their lecturer, especially people in public schools. Lecturer that will say that if you don't sleep with him or whatever, or if you don't belong to, some are even cult members. And because of one thing or the other, they will just mess up the career path of a particular girl or boy. And then it happens. Enemies, molestation, cult. In fact, some people, I've seen people that went to school, and because of cult activities, they had to leave the school. And from that moment, things don't work well for them. Even spiritual attacks, it happens. The journey. And then that idea, that vision that you had, that thing that you thought God was saying you will become, suddenly, you're becoming a mirage. You are not getting there anymore. Now, at this particular period that Moses is narrating, God chose to give them a new beginning. You see, they've been there. So they now go to this place called Horeb. They've been at Horeb, relaxing there. They are now comfortable there. They've escaped Egypt. They've got to Horeb. And then they thought, well, this is better than, like many of us, we are okay with the little. We are okay with where we are now. At least it's better. It's better than serving the tax master in Egypt. And but God said, no. I want to give you a new beginning. That promised land, you will get there. In the same way, God is giving us opportunity for a new beginning today. And that's why he inspired the leadership of the church, especially our reverend, to say it is a new beginning. So when I hear a new beginning, I'm excited. And what when you talk about new beginning, what does it mean? When you talk about a new beginning, it's talking about the opportunity to wipe the slate clean and start over. It's an opportunity. It is a chance to start at a more advanced level in another season of life from where you left off. It's an opportunity, a new beginning. It's a God-granted opportunity to start again. That was what he gave those people. So, it is an opportunity to correct mistakes or improve on your successes. So, it is exciting when you are in a period where God is saying a new beginning. You have opportunities. You know why it is? It is like when you have a new beginning, it's like I mentioned it to you that a slate. It's like they cancel everything. You now have the right. It is now you. This time around, it's no longer your parents. It's not those people who were disturbing you. It is now you that has the opportunity now to write on the slate. It is you now that will now take a decision of how you want to move on. That is why it's so beautiful when you have a new beginning. Old things have passed away. Behold, everything has become new. What you do with the new, we will read it, we will see it in the text or in our passage today. You will see how they handle the new or the new beginning that God gave to them. Now, let's go back to our text in verse 6. He said, the Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. You see, you will realize that there's no new or a future without the past or present. You can't talk about a new when there's no old. You can't talk about new if there's nothing that you are having at the moment. So when God is talking about new, there's something that you are seeing at the moment that God wants to change or wants to give you opportunity to handle the way you like. Horeb, according to our text, was the past or the present story of the Israelites at that particular moment. That was their past. He said, we were at Horeb. The Lord God spoke to us at Horeb. That was where we were. And I will say now, what is your present state? What is your own present situation? Are you still at Horeb? Are you still at Horeb? You have escaped imprisonment, so to speak. You have escaped slavery. You have started the journey. God has led you out of those people who are oppressing you. You've graduated. You've got married. Some people say, you know, you have got married. But there are still some challenges. No, you have not gone to the promised land. Then you are working. At least you are earning some salary. You are not begging on the street anymore. You are not fetching water to earn some income. But you are not there. But what exactly, where exactly are you? Are you at Orem at the moment? You see, some are comfortable and enjoying their present state. And it is explainable. Because you see, there are some people, they know where they were coming from. Momo biti moti bere, momo biti mode, gogo, gogo, go lo, yeah, oh, baba, gogo, go lo, yeah, oh, baba. You see, somebody who could not eat 3 square meals, and then you find yourself today traveling all over the world when you like. I mean, is that not enough to be comfortable? You have achieved. Okay, I'm gonna try. You know, a gamma lizard, if he falls from the... when he falls, he shakes his head like this. You know, Yoruba said, what he's saying is that if you don't praise me, I praise myself. It's not good to fall and... it's not easy to fall and stand. So he praises himself. So many of us will praise ourselves for where we are. Thank God for your life. Thank God for... So you are comfortable. But there are some set of people, they have accepted and relaxed in their state. It's not that they love the state, but they want to back up. They've just accepted their situation. They don't think that it can be better, but at least it's manageable, it's tolerable. They've accepted it. But some are confused and frustrated. They are not enjoying at all, and they are here. But they don't see hope of anything new. So there are different classes of people. You see, for the people of Israel, God felt his people have had enough and it was time to leave the comfort zone for something new and bigger. So whether you are that one who, like I said, is comfortable and we are enjoying your present state, God is saying, that's why he gives us this new opportunity for a new beginning. He's saying that it's time to leave that comfort zone for something new and bigger. You see, only God can determine if your stay has been long enough or not. The people did not know anything about the plan of God for their lives. To them, they couldn't see anything better. But God sees better days ahead of them. And for God to send his message to the church to say, a new beginning, he knows what is achievable this year. So he's giving us opportunity to achieve what we want to achieve. It's an open check for us. And I want us to look at it from that angle. And this is January, a new chapter of the year. Now, you see, our text says it said God spoke to us in Horeb. He now says, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. That's what God telling them. He said, you have dwelt long enough at this mountain. Let's look at the mountain. This could mean two things. Two things. When you look at mountains, one, a higher plane where you are above some common challenges and have a better view and comfort of life. You see, when you are on the top at the mountain, there are some things that disturb people that can't get to you. So you are a bit, you are there, plateau, enjoying. It is a symbol. A mountain, a symbol of the nearness of God. That's the universal symbol. They see it as nearness of God, you know, because it's high. That's the way. And it could be assumed as a place where you can see the manifestation of God and are reassured that the God who made the mountains will not let you down. Psalm 121 verse 1 to 2 says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. I look up to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So, mountain, therefore, could indicate stability and security. See, because when you are there, at that top, climbing a mountain depicts elevation. And like I said, of some people, you know your life that you have tried. If you are at the mountain top, at least there will be some level of comfort. So, that's number one. A higher plane, you are there, on top. The second thing that you can look at in mountain is that it's a place of difficulties or challenges. No wonder. In Zechariah chapter 4, verse 7, the Bible says, "Who are you, O great mountain?" That's not a friendly thing. "O great mountain before Zerubbabel, there shall become a plain." Isaiah 40, verse 4 says, "Every mountain shall be made low." Those are the ones that are not, they are not good to us. Thank God there's grace to overcome every mountain. In Isaiah 41, verse 15, the Bible says, "Behold, I will make you into a new threshing sledge with sharp teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and beat them small and make the hills like chaff." So, whatever mountain, whether your own mountain is that you are the mountain top, God is saying that it is time to have a new chapter. But whether the mountain is against you, he's still saying that there's a new chapter that you can write, a new opening for you. You see, in verse 7 of that, our text, it says, "Turn and take your journey. Go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain, in the mountains and in the lowland, in the south and on the sea coast, to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the river Euphrates." Can you imagine? You know, I said that there are some people, they are at that good level, comfortable level. If you are presently on the mountain top, God is saying you have the opportunity to move to the top of a higher mountain. You can move to a higher place. You see, I come from Idore, and you know when you talk about Okedore, Awalanjebe, Awalani, Idore Hills. But when you are talking about height, if I'm on top of Idore, in fact, the story of Idore is that they moved to that, they were living there because of war. So anybody that is coming to fight them, they see you before you come, they deal with you. Nobody could capture them. But when you are talking about height, there is a difference between Idore Hills and Kilimanjaro. Abi, level get level. Level pass level. So, if you are on top of Idore Hills, relaxing, and thinking that you have God there, God is saying that there's open check for you. You can decide to raise your bar to the top of Kilimanjaro. The choice is yours. That's why it says a new beginning. Like I said, a new beginning, it is you are not the player. Not your parents, not your past, not those people that disturbed you. It is now your own choice to write whatever you want to write. So, if the mountain is a stumbling block to you, God is saying it shall be removed and you will get a better land. Or you get to a better land. So God gave his people the opportunity for a new beginning in that scripture. A new beginning exposes you to abundant opportunities. A lot to leverage on. In that verse 7, it says, let me read it again to understand. It says, turn and take your journey and go to the mountains of the Amorites, to all the neighboring places in the plain. You know, you are living Oreb now. It says, go to the mountain of the Amorites, the neighboring places in the plain, all the neighboring places, so in the mountains and in the lowland, in the south, on the sea coast, to the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon. Can you see the vast of the opportunities? As far as the great river, the river Euphrates. So there's a lot. When you have a new opportunity like this, when there's a new chapter, you have a lot to play with. When I was telling the person, I said, I will do medicine. I'm still doing what I'm doing, but I see that there are so many things I can do. I'm not going to be limited to one because I know so I have some other things. So, and God has given me an opportunity now to spread my tentacle. Some people, it is one business that they have, they've been nurturing. Maybe God has been inspiring before, but it's now saying you have an opportunity. Diversify. Go into those new things. Begin to do what you have not been doing before. Because there are some people that he gave 5 talents, some he gave 1. So maybe it is 1 talent of yours out of 5 that you have been trading with. You still have 4. And he has given you a new platform now. You can trade as you like. But it's there with you.
So he said, as far as Canaan, as far as the great river,
just go.
So you have a lot.
When God gives opportunity like this, you have a lot to leverage on.
It is exciting to know that a new beginning gives room to achieve what you have been dreaming about.
Like I said, I had some dreams. And one of my dreams, not the medical whatever, I will not tell you until it starts. I will start it this year. When I start it, I will now come and do yaga. I will do buga. I will say I started. Because this year, God is saying I have a new beginning. And I'm not going to let my past hold me down. Those things that I desire to achieve when I was young and had almost shut my mind against, I've shut the doors. I'm opening them now because, you know why? I have this platform from God. He says, it's a new beginning. So do as you like. So won't I do Shakara when I have God backing me up? I will do. If you like, don't do your own. But I'm sure that many of us will do. And we shall prosper in Jesus' name. So the proviso is that you have a role to play. That's what we see in our text. You have a role to play. You must take action. Who is doing the turning? When he said turn, who is doing the turning? I'm asking. Is it not the people? Is it not you? You are doing the turning. Who is doing the going? It is them. So you have a role to play. It's you. Who is taking the journey? He said, take your journey. Who is taking the journey? It is us. That's our own role. Hence, you must take responsibility for your life as you are exposed to a new beginning. Now, let's go further. You know, it's verse 6 to 8. Now, let's now look at verse 8. Let's see. I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants after them. God had given this land to them on the platter, silver platter. Even though they had to fight, the victory was already theirs before the first sword was drawn. He has given it to them. Yes, they have to fight. When God gives us opportunities like this, you better dare. You know why? You will overcome because God is there with you already. You may need to do some stuff, you may need to do some things, but if God is giving you that opportunity, be rest assured that he will see you through. So he told them, once you take the actions as required, be assured that God will work. Like Pastor Damala said last week in Isaiah 61, he said, arise, shine, for your light has come. You are the one that will do the rising and shining. It is you. But this is made possible because your light has come. Jesus has come. And his glory is upon you. So the same thing, when he said to them, go, you have this opportunity, face your promised land, just do this, just go. You have opportunities everywhere, but God already, that is sending them, has concluded the work. Like the light has come. Our light has come already. The glory of the Lord is upon us. It is now the opportunity for us to extend our tentacles, to do whatever that we want to do. Now, in that Deuteronomy chapter 1, if we jump to verse 19, he says, we departed from Horeb and went through all that great and terrible wilderness, which you saw on the way to the mountains of the Amorites, as the Lord our God had commanded us. Then we came to Kadesh Barnea. The slate for a new beginning was actually open to them to handle as deemed fit. Likewise, we realized that some experiences or battles of the past were actually to prepare us for the new beginning, which is now. You see, after God spoke to them, they actually took a step. They moved from Horeb. But he said it here. He said, we went through all that great and terrible wilderness. So the fact that God opens a new chapter does not mean that there will be no challenges. There will be challenges. Don't say, I want to. You know, some people, once they start something and there's a little itch, say, maybe God is not there. They run back. They want everything to be done. God will just say, okay, take my friend, my dear, just be eating. They don't want to do anything. No. For these people, they face challenges, but it doesn't mean that they are not going, that it's not a new chapter. But they got to Kadesh Barnea. So those experiences of your past, what they had gone through, even before Horeb,
was useful for them when they continue with that journey. So the fact that you are having a new beginning does not mean there could be no challenges. Your response and attitude is what will determine your output. John 16:33 says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Whatever you want to achieve in the new chapter, you must take actions towards it. You may never know what you can achieve until you start. So start. Take action. It's a new beginning. It's a new day. Now, if you look at the rest of the story in that Deuteronomy chapter, you know we are studying Deuteronomy chapter 1 today. If you look at the rest of that story, you realize that God gave them that land, like I said, on a platter. Even though they had to do a little fight, but he has already won the victory for them before they even started the fight. But they allowed fear. If you read, go and read that chapter very well. But they allowed fear and negative thinking to take over. Because of their attitude, God told them to turn back. Can you imagine? When they, from that Kadesh Barnea, he told them to turn back and go to the desert. This is how they ended up in the wilderness for 40 years, walking around in circles. It had taken them about 2 weeks, 11 days, actually, to get to Canaan. It took them 11 days, 2 weeks or thereabout, to get to Canaan. But it took them four decades to enter. They got there, they saw. They now said, okay, let's send some servants, let's send some spies. They went there, they came back with a negative report. And because of their negative report, God said, these guys will not get there. And I said, okay, you, turn. They got to the land though. Some of them entered to go and pluck fruits. Said the fruit was good. But we are seeing giants. We are seeing son of Anakim and all of that. And God said, turn. You are not ready. Turn. They started moving inside. Where they were going, they saw. They got to the entrance. Then God led them. They now moved in the wilderness. Moving in circle for 40 years. Just to enter. And it took them just 11 days to get there. 2 weeks to get there, but they couldn't enter. May that not be our portion this year in Jesus' name. When God gives you an opportunity to start a new life, grab it with all you have in you. Grasp it. Hold on to it with confidence. Don't allow the appearance of the situation to frighten you away from your blessings. Otherwise, it may take you longer to accomplish what God has set out to do for you and in you. Those guys had lots of wasted years. And they had to work hard and work hard. May you not fall into that trap in Jesus' name. So what do you do? When we have a beginning like this, what do we do? Number one, you need courage. Courage. In verse 20 of that Deuteronomy, verse 20 to 21 says, "And I said to you, you have come to the mountains of the Amorites, which the Lord our God is giving us. Look, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it. As the Lord God of your fathers has spoken to you, do not fear or be discouraged." You see, Joshua chapter 1:9 says, "Have I now commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed." Number two, avoid head knowledge. In verse 22 of that scripture, it says, "And every one of you came near to me and said, let us send men before us, and let them search out the land for us, and bring back word to us of the way by which we should go up, and of the cities in which we shall come." He says in verse 23, he said, the plan pleased me well. So I took 12 of your men, one man from each tribe. And that was what caused them trouble. They just used their mind. Okay, we do this way. God has given them instruction. And I said, okay, they just came together and said, that plan pleased him. And he got it wrong. Proverbs 3 verse 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding." Number three, be mindful of God's instructions this year. Verse 26 says, "Nevertheless, you will not go up, but rebel against the command of the Lord your God." They did not go up. That means they did not follow the instruction. That means there was an instruction that God gave to them. He said, but you did not follow that instruction. But so, of course, things started to happen. So, be mindful of God's instruction. Isaiah 30 verse 21 says, "Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left." So, listen for instructions and make sure you obey instructions. Number four, association. Be mindful of people you work with. It's a new beginning. Verse 28 says, where can we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people are greater and taller than we. The cities are great and fortified up to heaven. Moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there. The people that they sent, the people that they associated with, messed them up. Proverbs 13 verse 20 says, he who walk with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. Who are your associates? Who are you relating with? Watch out. It's a new beginning. 5, reject fear. In verse 29 and 30 of that same Deuteronomy chapter 1, he said, then I said to you, do not be terrified or afraid of them. The Lord your God, who goes before you, he will fight for you, according to all he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. Don't be afraid. And Isaiah 41 verse 1 says, but now, thus said the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flames scorch you, for I am the Lord your God, the only one of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. So fear not. Be bold. Be courageous. Reject fear. Number 6. I'm going to just mention 7. Number 6. Believe God and trust him. Verse 32 of that scripture, of that chapter says, yet, for all that, you did not believe the Lord your God. That was their problem. They did not believe. Proverbs 3, 5 to 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Number 7, make up your mind to follow God totally in this new beginning. Verse 36 of our Deuteronomy says, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he shall see it. You know, others did not see that promised land, even though they get to that gate. He said, he shall see it, and to him and his children, I am giving the land on which he walked, because he wholly followed me. He wholly followed the Lord. Joshua also, in verse 38 of that scripture, made it. So, not managing the opportunity of a new beginning can lead to a wilderness journey. In verse 40, he said, but as for you, turn and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. They didn't get there. If nothing else, please make sure you have the presence of God at all times this year. Verse 42 says, and the Lord said to me, tell them, do not go up nor fight, for I am not among you, lest you be defeated before your enemies. So if God is not with you in this new beginning, there will be disgrace. There will be defeat. You will be defeated. He said, don't try. He just told them, don't bother. Don't go there, because I'm not with you. And if I'm not with you, you'll be defeated. So what you should treasure, what you should cherish, is the presence of God throughout a day. Because if you have the presence of God, this new chapter will be beautiful. You know, like I said, you had no control, or you messed up the chapters of the past. But you have the opportunity now. And one major item that can take care of you in that this new beginning is the presence of God. So if nothing else, make sure you have the presence of God. Psalm 16 verse 11 says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. If you have the presence of God, you will have joy. You see, when you do business and you prosper, you have joy. When anything you lay your hands on, the Bible says it shall prosper. Then there will be joy. So you need the presence of God. And there are pleasures. So all your struggle in the past has ceased from today. It's a new chapter, and it's a chapter that you cruise control. Pleasures forevermore, in the name of Jesus Christ. So I conclude. You see, there's a great door that's open to us this year. Great doors, effectual door. But you have a part to play in entering into it. Your attitude is key in achieving a better you. So make up your mind to correct all past mistakes as you begin a new journey. Your destiny is in your hands. I read Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 20 and 21 again. And then I just read it and I want you to listen carefully. It says, "And I said to you, you have come to the mountain of the Amorites, which the Lord our God is giving us. Look, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it. As the Lord God of your fathers has spoken to you, do not fear or be discouraged." So I charge you this evening, go. It's a new year. It's a new beginning. Go out there. The Lord has set the land before you. He has given you the new chapter. Go out there and possess your possession in the name of Jesus Christ. But it says, be not afraid. So be bold as you go out in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God.